So it's only 11:11 and it's already been a freaking long day. Had a client this morning that I've been working with for 2 years now. Off and on, off and on, off and on. Comes in, progresses, disappears, comes in, progresses, disappears. I hear all these stories from all these folks, and it is freaking overwhelming. There's a lot of death, and you wonder, how is it that so many people die in one family? And all the responsibilities that then fall upon others as a result. Apparently, this client now has custody of someone else's child because this someone else is now in jail. And I'm watching this sweet little thing be entertained by games on a phone. The new guardian has no idea how to be a parent. This person has no idea how to take care of themselves, let alone somebody else. This person's having to learn. And while on one side, if you believe in the whole things happen for a reason, which I do, maybe this is what this person needs. But at what cost? I mean, the whole thing is so freaking, like, oh my God. Like, in order for one person to get their life in order, some other person has to commit an atrocity that puts them in jail and causes them to lose custody of their child so that this other person can grow from having to now raise this child, who now is yet another child without an original parent in a community that has a bunch of children that are being raised by not their original parents. For what? Like, what is the big picture here? There's so much freaking trauma I know it's everywhere, but fuck, as a society, when are we gonna get our shit together? What the hell needs to happen? don't freaking get it. It's too much to think about. It's so overwhelming. Yes, I had to come out and eat my salad because I just couldn't deal with indoors. It's such a beautiful day. The sky isn't necessarily clear, but it's not gloomy gray. The sun is not terribly hot. There is a slight breeze in the shade. And there is shit happening everywhere. And this child is being entertained by games on a phone. Not a reading game, not a science game, not a numbers game. Just freaking shoot the bubbles game or skateboard game. That's what happens to our youth. They get cared for by people that aren't ready or people that don't know how. At his age, he's already saying he hates school. He's not old enough to have experienced enough of school to hate it. I can only imagine what kind of schools he's been in already. At the tender age of 4, I hate school. It's pretty bad, folks. It's pretty bad. Babies are getting taken away at the border. Parents are in such dire situations, they do stupid shit that gets them incarcerated. People can't afford to feed themselves, maintain a home. Corporations don't want to hire people if they're too old, if they're too dark, if they're too female, if they're too, I don't know what I am. I don't know. But I just can't stop thinking about or being worried about this fucking vicious cycle of kids being raised by people that don't know what the fuck they're doing for themselves, let alone for somebody else, and they're gonna grow up to be people that don't know how to take care of themselves. Welcome to a modern first world. Is that what we are? First world country? A modern thriving nation. That is perpetuating the cycle of poverty, uneducated youth, unskilled workers, homelessness. Homelessness. Sounds like a double negative. Homelessness. I should look that up. Anyway. It's frightening. What's happening with our babies today? It's frightening.